in central China's Henan province has killed 10 people and injured 19. Officials say 5 people are missing following the blast at the Henan coal gas company. The official Xinhua news agency reports all production at the facility has stopped. A large portion of the United States continues to suffer through a stifling heat wave. Forecasters say more than 87 million Americans live in areas where high temperatures will probably set records today. New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio says several outdoor events planned for the weekend have been canceled. That is a move which will no doubt be replicated in other urban areas.
We have instructed that the triathlon and the Aussie Fest be canceled given the heat conditions.
The temperature here in the nation's capital is expected to top 43 degrees Celsius. That'll put Washington on a par with Death Valley, California. British ships are being warned to stay away from the Strait of Hormuz for what is called an interim period after a British-owned oil tanker was seized by Iran's Revolutionary Guards. Another vessel has been released. Here is AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
One of the ships is British, the other sails under Liberia's flag. And Britain's Foreign Secretary Jeremy Hunt called the seizure unacceptable. Iran confirmed that it seized a British oil tanker in the Strait of Hormuz because it was not complying with international maritime laws and regulations. It says the Liberian tanker is not detained. Earlier this month, Britain assisted in the seizure of an Iranian oil supertanker. President Trump says U.S. officials will speak with Britain about this unfolding situation. I'm Jackie Quinn.
A British government spokeswoman said today, quote, "We remain deeply concerned about Iran's unacceptable actions, which represent a clear challenge to international freedom of navigation." To stay up to date on all the day's news, you can always go online anytime to voanews.com. From Washington, this is VOA News. U.S. President Donald Trump is expressing confidence an Iranian drone was downed by the U.S. Navy in the Strait of Hormuz.